All the yogas are united in him. That is why you get it on the flag of Arjuna. That if you unite all the yogas, karma yoga, jnana yoga, raja yoga, bhakti yoga, then it will be victory, you will fly high. Not by excluding other yogas. In Rama, in Hanumanji, all the yogas were there. So the Ramakrishna preached, what kind of yoga? Integral yoga. He didn't say only one, little bit of everything. As your mood changes during the day, adapt it. Now you want to sing and dance. Now you want to save. Now you want to just control your mind and sit. On the other hand, if you feel that you want jnana yoga, when you want to discuss, to study the scriptures, everything in Hanumanji. When you do this, what will happen? You'll have victory like Mother Durga, Amba Ma. You'll find all the gods and goddesses are almost defeated, here, there and everywhere in the books. But you'll never find Amba being defeated. Show me one book says Amba was defeated. Shakti is never defeated. When you worship Rama, the embodiment, Krishna, the embodiment of Almighty, the embodiment of all Shakti. And Ambaji is the root, the basis of all these different devis and devas. So, Amba was never defeated. So, you will be like that too. Ramakrishna, who stood for the spirit of all unity, Hanuman, uniting all the yogas, and through Hanuman you get Ambaji, the Shakti, the mother's love. Not to destroy. The mother never destroys a child. What the mother does? Nourishes a child, protects a child, makes the children strong. So, Amba is that mother. You will get that kind of love, that kind of power, that you will have no ill feeling towards anybody. You will always want to uplift them, serve them like a real mother. Isn't it nice? When you say Sri Ramakrishna Bhagavan Jai, think about it. Say Pona Sudha Hanuman Ji Ki Jai, think about it. When you say Yambe Yambe Maati Ki Jai, you think about it. All the instruments will be yours, no might will be lost. Ambaji got all the instruments. Sam, Chak, Gada, Trusu, what else? Maas. Supposing I say Ketana Sundar. I must straightway think how beautiful it is. Ketana Meetha. Taste the honey in your mouth. Taste, you must feel it. Don't tell the words only. The spirit of the word must come into you. What the word? The spirit of the word. And the spirit of the word must taste the sweetness. Yes. They say when you read the Ramayana without understanding, they say that you realize God. You know how? When you look at the bad, when you say Ravana, you think how bad man he was. When you look at Rama, how good man he was. So you oscillate between good and bad. Later on you will want to only do good things and you realize God. Even if you did not know. But if you know, the meaning is beautiful. Meaning is beautiful. Now when you all go home, I don't know if your leaders here say every morning and evening you must, all the children or the adults, must sit for a few seconds in meditation. Just calmly sit. And you must give aarti. If you can't give aarti, then do prostration. What? If you cannot do the aarti, you must do prostration. Where your lamps are, where your little altar is, do it there. Always you must do morning and evening. After coming out from there, the adults should practice this too. After coming out from the prayer place, they must greet each other, greet them in the house. Make namaskar, thinking that God which they greeted in their shrine is manifest in all these people. Greet them. Then you'll find in that house unity, love. In that house you'll find God Himself. You know, Hanumanji gives unity. What they say? What He gives? Wherever this unity, He doesn't like it. He takes it away from it. He wants unity. United, you live. Divided, you die. What? United, you love. Divided, you die. Supposing your hand was one side, your head was one side, your legs was one side, what will happen to you? If all the thing is united, the eyes, ears, head, everything, then you're living, isn't it? Remember all these little things that I am saying, Krish? I like also that the children's club, once a week, must go for house satsang. Take them. House satsang must be, because that brings about good feeling in other people's house. People may not want to come to the service, but when you go there, they will come to the service. You must remember that. And when you go there, you must be humble. You don't go there because you know a lot. You go there to make yourself more humble. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that you cannot realize God until you become humbler than the grass.
umbrella than the grass. Remember that. Achha. Hari Hari destroys all things that are dark. All things that are dark. Hari Hari means, Hari Bhagwan means, all that unites together, brings them together. That which throws away the darkness and brings things together is God. How nice. And every week I think our boys and girls should be taught also the different scriptures little bit. What are the holy books of the Buddhist, Buddha? Yes, my friend.
The Dhammapada.
The Dhammapada. The Dhammapada. The holy books of the Muslims. Come on, let's see how clever you are in escorting. You are always escorting. Let's see now. Let's see one small boy who knows. Put your hands up. Right, you small boy. Yes, Baba.
Quran.
The Quran. Now you must learn it now. If you did not know, just remember that. Try to remember it. The holy books of the Muslims?
The Quran.
Come on, loud. The?
Quran.
Now come the Quran. The holy books of the Hindus. Just put your hands up. Don't say who's saying. That's not fair. If you say that's stealing. Never mind. In the shrine, you mustn't play too. There's no play time in God's name. There's always worship time. What's it? No thieving. Hands up, right up. Can't see these people in this row here. No one in this row. This row here. Look what kind of row I got. This row here. Come, anyone in this row. Hands up. Right, my girl, you. The Ramayana, she says. What's it they said?
The Ramayana.
Anyone else? Hands up. I say that is not the holy books. It is a holy book, but it is not the source, the foundation, the fountain of the Hindus. Come on. This one said Ramayana. Anyone else here? This row, go on now too. Let me try that. Yes, you little boy with the white jersey. Don't say, please, this is wrong. Come on.
The Gita.
The Gita. I say the Gita too is not the source book. Source means fountain, the beginning. Come on, anyone else? Hands up, don't fear. Nothing. I made a lot of mistakes in my life. I'll still make. This mother said that. That's not fair. Yes, you in the back there with the check set. The Mahabharata. Got it. Wrong. Mahabharata. Wrong. That's one of, I'll tell you how those are holy book, but I want a source book. Yes, my dear. The Vedas. What it is? I knew you knew it, my son. That's why I didn't ask you. And what are the holy books of the Hindus?
Vedas.
Louder.
Now don't make
it a joke. Even the adults must remember this. This is why we misunderstand our religion and our children start converting and inverting. That's true what I'm saying. When you convert, then you invert, you start going away from your own people. The idea is you shouldn't go away from your people, isn't it? So don't start going. What is the holy book of the Hindus, or what are the holy books?
Vedas.
Right. Now the next question, listen carefully. What is the Ramayana then? What is the Mahabharata then? What is the Gita then? What is the Kural then? What are these books then? Are these holy books then? If our holy books is the Vedas, then what are these? What are we doing with this? You see, the whole of the Vedas cannot be studied. So part of the Vedas are put in this books in essence form. In essence form. You see, if the Veda is a big gold mine, you go there, dig the gold. You can't buy with that gold, you cannot buy food. What do? You mint it. You take out all the debt, take out a dross, you mint it and make a
coin.
Now that coin can buy food for you. Buy clothing for you, buy a house for you. So the Vedas are the gold mine, but the ready-made coin to be used in life practical is the Ramayana, the Gita, the Mahabharata, the Kural. All these are ready-made coins that you can buy. But many more thousands of coins like this can be made. Still there are gold in the gold mine. So in the Vedas there are thousands of more knowledge. These are only part knowledge that we can study and make our life blessed on earth. We have got a bucket of nectar here. What they call Amritam. And I tell you people, and he who drinks this nectar will become immortal. How much will you drink? No, I won't be selfish. I'll take one drop. How much? Because if I drink one bucket, I will still get immortal. If I take one drop, I will get immortal. And why waste it? Give it to all the others. So like that, you take a little knowledge that will bless you. And when realizing the knowledge, you become the spirit itself. You don't have to worry. So give out knowledge at the same time. Instead of you becoming intellectual giant, become immortal giant. Acha, I feel like sitting because I got no work to do. You have got all the work. I only praise God. In praising God, what happens to me? I become self. Yes. I don't think. Every time my body paining, my eyes is paining, my ears is paining, my hair is going grey. All they say Ram 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 Ram. Think of nothing. I'll go away too like that. I'll keep saying Ram 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 Ram. Huh? Acha.
What is this word? Grace of God given to man to use it and reach him. To use it and reach him. So don't get attached to it, but use it. Don't get attached to it, but use the road to go there. But don't think you can pick the road up and take it in the house. So use this world. This world is the most beautiful place. There's nothing wrong with this world. This world is God's place. That concept you must never forget, that this world is God's grace. Use it. Reach God Himself.